Penguin Random House Audio presents The Problem of Democracy. The President's Atoms Confront the Cult of Personality by Nancy Eisenberg and Andrew Burstein. Read for you by Robert Petkoff. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. John Adams, 1814. In truth, human nature itself is little more than a composition of inconsistencies. John Quincy Adams, 1814. Exordium. John Quincy Adams wrote in his Lectures on Rhetoric and Oratory, 1810, "The exordium is defined by Cicero as a discourse to prepare the minds of the audience for the favorable reception of the remainder. Hence, you will observe it is not inherent in the subject, but a mere preliminary to conciliate the favor of the hearer. Though not always indispensable, it is often necessary, and when not improper, should never be omitted." End footnote. Mythic Democracy. They were the only two chief executives in the American Republic's first half century to be turned out of office after a single term. There is no giant marble memorial to either of them in Washington, D.C. Alive or dead, they do not embody the beau ideal of the democratic spirit. Who would claim that John and John Quincy Adams speak credibly, meaningfully to the modern age? We would. It is precisely because they are not obvious symbols of democracy that we find the two Adamses compelling subjects as we search for a better way to understand how the United States could have proceeded from its ecstatic opening pledge, the magnanimous spirit of 1776.